Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 173. Welcome to episode 173 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, we have another song breakdown. I'll be going through the lyrics to the song Corazón Culpable by Dominican singer Anthony Santos. Through the lyrics of this song, you'll learn some common Spanish phrases you can definitely use in your daily conversation. So let's get to it. I'm going to review the lyrics of the song and give you the meaning and also let you know some examples of how you can use some of the verbs in the song towards the end. Si fracaso, mamá, tú no tienes la culpa. If I fail, then it's not your fault. Tú a mí me lo dijiste. Tú a mí me lo dijiste. In this, he could have just said, me lo dijiste, like you told me, so, or you told it to me, literally. But this tú a mí is like giving emphasis, like you to me, like you told me about this already. Que pensara muy bien porque en la vida existe. So that I had to think very carefully, so pensara muy bien, think about it well or carefully, because in life there is such a thing, or exists, right, as amores con malicias, or lovers with malice, so basically people who don't have good intentions. Yo no quería enamorarme, no. Yo no quería enamorarme, no. So I did not want to fall in love, like, no, I didn't. Enamorarme comes from the verb enamorarse, which is a reflexive verb. So it's saying like, I myself became enamored with someone. So I fell in love, is how we would say it in English. Yo no sabía que iba a ser así. I didn't know it was going to be like this. Yo no sabía is the past tense of the verb saber, or to know, which we know like the present tense is yo no sé. But if you're saying I didn't know, yo no sabía. And this is something you can use in conversation as well. It's an imperfect conjugation of the past tense. So you can just say, ah, yo no sabía eso. Like, I didn't know that. It's a very useful phrase. And then it's que iba a ser así, is that it was going to be like this. So que iba a ser, this is the verb ir in the imperfect past tense. So if I would say va a ser así, it's like in the present tense. Like, it's going to be like that. But I didn't know it was going to be like that. So, iba a ser. So, that's again, this is like the one time where the verb ir is actually regular. Because this is the regular conjugation for the past tense.
Creyendo en ella,
todo se lo di. So believing in her, I gave her everything. So todo se lo di. The se lo di is I gave to her. I gave it to her. I gave her everything. And then si, ay caramba, like, yeah, oh man, oh boy. Que dolor el que siento yo. So this is what pain that I feel. So this el que is referring to el dolor, is referring to the pain that he felt. So, oh, what pain? And then he's saying that pain that I feel. Present tense, que siento yo. Mi corazón tiene la culpa. So this is kind of the title of the song. So it's my heart's fault. My heart is to blame. De que de ti él se enamoró. De que de ti él se enamoró. So it's that you're the one it fell in love with. So this él se enamoró is actually referring to el corazón. So he's using, it's like the word he, right? But he's talking about his heart, like it's a person. It's personified. Like, it's my heart's fault. It had nothing to do with me. My heart is running the show here. It's his fault. My heart is the one that fell in love with you. And then the part that you hear is sort of like the chorus they repeat over and over again throughout the song. Me enamoré, me enamoré. So I fell in love, I fell in love. Y yo no sé ni cómo fue. It's like, and I don't even know how it happened. So again, it's the heart's fault. I don't know what's going on here. Like, I had nothing to do with this. So that's like the part that they repeat like over and over again. Yo no sé ni cómo fue. I had no idea how that happened. I didn't even know. So that ni is like even. So yo no sé ni cómo fue. I didn't even know how it happened. Okay, and then the second verse, he starts out, ay que grande la vida estar enamorado. So what a great thing in life to be in love. So again, we have the verb enamorarse again, but this is actually estar enamorado. It's like to be in love, expressed in a different way. De un amor imposible, so of an impossible love. Pero qué voy a hacer, but what am I going to do? Si cada vez más la quiero. So if I love her more and more. So it's cada vez, it's sort of like every time I love her more. But you can think of it as like I love her more and more, like kind of as time passes. Ella es mi preferida. So she's my favorite. Or you can think of it like preferred, right? It comes from the verb preferir. Ay, mami, yo no tengo culpa, no. So he's like, oh, girl, I'm not to blame. It's not my fault. Mi corazón fue que se enamoró. It was my heart that fell in love. So again, he's putting the blame on a third party, his own heart. Esa mujer a él le gustó. So that woman, it liked her. So he's, again, he's talking about his heart. Or you can say he liked her. But that sounds weird. Say it that way in English. So a él le gustó. So my heart likes that woman. Pero dime mi nena. So, but tell me my baby. So nena, very common term in the Caribbean. It's used a lot in Puerto Rico as well. It's just a way to refer to, it's like a term of endearment. It's like saying, hey girl, hey babe, whatever. But females use it to refer to female friends all the time too. It doesn't have to be in a romantic relationship. It's just a very common phrase. You can use it with children, whatever. ¿Por qué no me das tu amor? So why don't you give me your love? So kind of what Belinda was referring to, right? Like, she's not returning this love. She's not in love with him too. So ¿por qué no me das tu amor? So das is the verb dar, to give. And no me das. So me das is you give to me. So you're not giving to me your love. Si yo te quiero tanto. So not just yo te quiero. Yo te quiero means I love you. But te quiero tanto. I love you so much. You'll hear that a lot in the songs as well. ¿A quién te quiere a ti? So it's like, oh, who loves you? Again, talking about his heart, right? He's, the heart is the who that loves you. He's talking to the girl. Hey, my heart really is in love with you. So weird. Tú no le hace caso. Tú no le hace caso. So you don't pay attention to him. So this is that, when I talked about at the beginning, we learned how to use hacer caso. So this is an example of it being conjugated, but here in the negative form. So it's no le hace caso. So you are not paying attention to him. And this really is tú no le haces caso, but as you may be aware by now, if you've heard songs from the Caribbean, a lot of times you don't hear that last S pronounced. So that's why it's kind of there with the dash. But it's tu no le haces caso, because he's talking to the girl and saying, you're not paying my heart any attention. Tu eres mi fracaso. You are my failure. No me abandones corazón. So don't abandon me, my heart. And this, in this case, he's this no me abandones is like the imperative or like the command tense, like he's saying, don't abandon me. So it's from the verb abandonar, but it turns to abandones because it's the command tense. Te sigo amando hasta el fin. So I will keep loving you to the end. Aunque mi madre no me quiere a mí. Even though my mother does not want me to. Algún día tú serás para mí. So one day, you're going to be mine. Like, you'll see things my way. And this serás para mí is a really common expression used in relationships. But I don't think, we don't really have a equivalent way of saying this in English. The way I would say it is like, you will be mine, but it's really like, you will be for me, like literally, but we don't really say that. But he's basically saying one day you'll see things, you'll be mine, basically. You'll see things my way and you will actually be mine. You'll want to be with me. Okay, and then this is kind of the part that comes before. They kind of repeat the chorus again. He says, sí, ay mi madre. So yes, oh, my mother. Qué grande es enamorarse así. How great it is to fall in love like this. Ay, mamá, qué hago yo en esta vida así. So what do I do in this life if, oh, my friend, tell me, what will become of me? So he's like, what am I going to do with myself? And then it goes again, like, I fell in love. I don't even know how it happened. So that's pretty much the lyrics of the song. Again, there's a lot more like guitar in this. There are a couple of verbs that we're going to go over that were used in the song, and just some examples of how you can use these in conversation. And I encourage you to note these down, and this could be something that you use in the future, hopefully in your conversations this week. You figure out how you can come up with your own example sentences using some of these verbs and expressions, because that's the way they'll really kind of stick in. And of course, listen to the song again. In the beginning, he says, he's talking about this person that he's in love with being his failure, right? So fracasar is the verb to fail. And this is, luckily for us, it is a regular AR verb, so it's pretty easy to conjugate. So in the song, he's saying, tú eres mi fracaso, so you are my failure. But you probably will not be referring to a person that way, right? So there's other ways you can use this word. Fracasar is the verb, but also fracaso is the noun. Just means failure. So we have fracasar, to fail. Fracaso, failure. And then another one, culpar. So this is another one where we have a verb, culpar, and then we have culpa, which is el sustantivo, or the noun. So culpar is to blame. Culpa is sort of like, it's like fault. And this expression is actually used quite a bit in Spanish. We usually don't word it quite the same way in English. This is when I encourage you to practice with some examples to make sure you're using it correctly. A few examples we have here. Ella siempre culpa a los demás de sus problemas. I hate people like that. So she always blames others for her problems. So a los demás in this case is others. So everyone else, other people. Or no quiero culpar a nadie por lo que sucedió. No quiero culpar a nadie por lo que sucedió. So I don't want to blame anyone for what happened. So again, you have the noun and the verb form for culpar. We also have the adjective culpable in the song. Okay, so this one is hacer caso. Hacer caso is to pay attention to or to listen. So from the lyrics, he was saying, tú no le haces caso. So you're not paying attention to, in this case, he was talking about his heart. But there are other ways that you can use this verb. So cuando hablo, me gusta que me hagan caso. So when I speak, I like to be listened to.
right? So I like for people to listen to me, to pay attention to me when I speak. Doesn't everybody? Haz caso a tus padres. Ellos saben lo que es mejor para ti. So listen to your parents. They know what's best for you. And in the case of the son, yeah, his mother was trying to tell him, it's not going to work out. Those are some examples. But just notice here, there's a couple different forms. So le haces caso in the present tense. So, and then you also have to have your object here. So pay attention to him. So this le haces. So you pay attention to him. And in this case, haz caso is the command form of the verb hacer. So, and this is informal. So haz caso, so listen. So this is maybe more of a command. Pay attention to your parents. Listen to your parents. And me hagan caso. This is an example of el subjuntivo with the verb hacer. Because I'm stating a preference. I like it. I like to be listened to. I like it when people listen to me. I like when people pay attention to me when I talk. So it's me hagan caso. Okay, then we have enamorarse, which was used over and over again, which means to fall in love. And the song, I said, que grande es enamorarse así. So how great it is to fall in love like this. But there's other ways you can conjugate this verb. So enamorarse is the infinitive. So we have Pablo se enamora fácilmente de las mujeres. And note how the stress changes on the syllable here when we conjugate. Se enamora, okay, versus enamorarse.
So I hope you enjoyed this song and you have some new verbs and phrases that you can use in your Spanish conversation. As always, I hope that something you heard in this episode has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.